Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, check this out. This is Fresh Get Out of the China Man with the 2 Live Crew.
Yo, what's up, y'all? It's me, DMC.
What's up, y'all? This is the Blunt Master P.
Yo, check us out. Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DLC.
This is your boy, C-Murder.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfuckers.
This is your boy, DJ Paul KOL 365.
Young Dizzy Bomb.
Vice One.
Yo, this is DJ Reddy Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross. You listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
This is the show that shows no limits, broadcast nothing but the real. Interviews with legendary artists, still got love for the underground steel. Rappers with records, reveal the addition of rappers that come and get them put on. We needed a platform to fight the mainstream, the show that you need to be on. Hit up UGS for life on the screen and follow with vision.com. For all of your needs, production and mixing and mastering, graphics and shadow design. Check out the archives and touch with the shows, plenty of content for you to get. Do everything free to download the stream. Oh yeah, we deserve the real review.
Unstoppable, we beat, we brought our bitch, we represent. All them killers on the mic and we should love to all your fans. Motherfuckers wanna hate, do your thing, you keep the focus. Bringing nothing but the rhythm, come and tune into the dopest.
I'm a man-made guy, crazy knocking all you rappers off. It's an aggressive society, it's usually a some light dog. Hip-hop AD, representing for them legends. Rapping mumble rappers, so we ain't sitting on the hip. Two-pocket beats, dreaming, thank you for the bliss. It's a murder mask.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's episode 442, Murder Master Music Show, only at UGSforLife.com. We got a special guest in the house tonight. We've had his father on. Of course, we have other members of Bone on and Little Busy. I'm going to bring him on in a minute. I'll tell you what, man, I checked out his music. I was thoroughly impressed. This guy has got crazy skills. And he's one of the dudes who I think, from the younger generation, they really need to be putting some light on, man. He's right there with Little Infamous. You know what I'm saying? Lord Infamous' son. Right there with Chris Rivers. Right there with Soldier Slim's son. I mean, there's a lot of dope second-generation hip-hop heads out there right now making good music. This guy is one of them, and he's right there with the best of them. I'm going to bring him on right now. This Little Busy. What's up, homie?
Man, what's going on? What's popping, my bro?
Man, first and foremost, it's a huge honor to have you on the show. Secondly, when, at what age did you get into hip-hop? Because you, coming out the gate, you sound like you've been doing this your whole life, man.
Yeah, man, I've been doing it my whole life, man. I started rapping when I was like 3. But I took it seriously when I was like 16.
Yeah. And when you started to take it seriously, saying what steps did you take? Did you get in the studio and put out singles for the radio? You put out mixtapes? Which direction?
The first step I took, man, was like getting in the studio in the closet. That was my first step, man. just getting in that booth and just feeling the atmosphere, man. And I did something with my bros. Actually, also that was like one of my second steps that I did. But it finally took off when I met my producer Rashad. I mean, we just met up, man. It was magical, man. When I met up with my producer, man.
Yeah, definitely, man. And he recognized the talent in you, obviously, because it seems like the two of you work together real good. Like, he knows what kind of sound you want. I can already get that from the music. You know what I'm saying? What's the recording process like for you? Do you have any similarities to your father, or are you and him totally different when it comes to recording?
We are totally different. We are not the same. You know what I mean? Like, because I go off vibes, man. I'm a vibe type of guy. Like, I hear a beat, for some beats, and I just vibe off of them. And whatever vibe I'm feeling, that's what I go with.
No. And he would take a different approach to it, I assume. He would, how does he do it? Have you ever recorded with him?
With my father?
Yeah, have you guys done any tracks together? Or?
No, not at all.
No. I imagine that's something, you guys planning on doing something in the future together?
Or? I mean, yeah.
But right now, you pretty much, getting your feet wet in the game, doing your thing, I imagine.
Yeah, exactly. I'm
that'll
just focused
come,
on my
come
own.
Down the road.
Yeah. Down the road it'll happen. Right now I'm just so focused on what I got going on and my movement, that I got going on, man. With my team, elevate the game. So that's what we're focusing on right now, just that little busy way, you feel me?
Well, and it's doing good. Apparently, the Ohio Hip Hop Awards caught wind of what you're doing, man. Man, first and foremost, congratulations on the nomination, man. What did they nominate
you for? Thank
you,
Mike, bro. I appreciate it, man. I mean, when I found out I was nominated, I was like, I was like, ooh, it's blessings. There's more blessings on top of blessings, man. I'm just thanking God and staying humble, man.
Yeah, hell yeah, man. Well, it's got to feel good to have, your talents recognized, and appreciated like that, man. We wish you the best of luck with that, and, well-deserved. Because like I said, I heard the music. I was blown away, man. We're going to go off into the track in a little bit. Busy's in the house, man. I checked it out, man. There's a video online of it. Oh, on its way to a couple million of views. I think it's got like 1.5 million views right now. It's blowing up. Is anybody been hollering at you from the majors? Anybody wanting you to sign a deal?
I can't say right now. But I definitely feel that people are interested.
Yeah. Most definitely. They gotta be. There's I was talking about, Little Infamous and Chris Rivers and all these sons of these legends. A lot of them are clicking up doing tracks together. You gonna be thinking about doing something like that in the future, maybe?
Yeah, in the future, maybe, yes. Yes, indeed. In the future.
Yeah. Hell yeah, man. That's what I'm talking about. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's give them this Busy's in the House, man. Why don't you intro this track, man? We'll take a little break, and then we'll come back and chop it up with you some more.
Yeah, man. Y'all know what it is, man. It's Lil Busy, man. Elevate the Game, man. Presenting my hit single, Busy in the House, man. Hope y'all love it and enjoy it. Yeah.
Ohio, stand up.
Put your hands up.
And all the whole
fucking on the homie tag. When I touch that, everybody fucking with me though. When the nigga touch down, all the homies showing love. I'm the man in my state. We smoke, roll it up, land at the heartless. We saw shit, a little bit of green, that's a little bit of weed. No finish, gotta be swollen, my nigga. Told that bitch, fucking cinnamon, and I love it. We them ancient killers, I'm a fucking genius. Bitches on my penis, homie, I'm the cleanest, the meanest. You a lame nigga, stand back. Loud pack, cause the homies really on that. I got the juice, been made when you drink that. Pussy nigga, I ain't never see you shoot that. All the trap, niggas gon' have move that. The women love it when I talk about the kitty cat. And did you listen, motherfucker, did you get that? What you know about that? Fuck that, motherfuckers better know that.
Cleveland, definitely in the house.
Fuck that, motherfuckers better know that.
Cleveland, definitely in the house.
Fuck that, motherfuckers better know that. Fuck that, motherfuckers better know that. A little bit of green, that's a little bit of weed. No finish, gotta be close in, my nigga.
We them ancient killers.
My nigga, my nigga.
We them ancient killers.
My nigga, my nigga. A little bit of green, that's a little bit of weed. No finish, gotta be close in, my nigga.
We them ancient killers.
My nigga, my nigga.
Told that bitch, fuck it, man, man, I love it.
A little bit of green, that's a little bit of weed, no finish, gotta be swollen.
That's what I'm talking about right there. A little busy.
Yeah.
Man, that's what I'm talking about. If cats want to get there, is that on iTunes right now?
Actually, no, it's not on iTunes right now. It's on. You can listen to it on YouTube. You can get it on SoundCloud and things of that nature.
Oh, okay. That's what's up. Now, you got the album "Son of a Legend." When is that dropping?
Actually, "Son of a Legend" already dropped March 7th of this year.
So they
but
can go get that
right
now.
Coming out.
That's what's up. Hell yeah. So the next project, you got the next project, when's it getting ready to drop?
Yes, I got the new project ready to drop soon. It's called Manifest. My Damn Smoke video's coming out with it, so it's definitely going to be very big lit. I don't have
a date yet,
but we will have a date soon.
Are you getting ready to hit the road, do some touring, or any plans for that?
Yes, everything is in the works right now as far as tours and everything else, et cetera.
Hell yeah, man. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, so people, when they hear you, what's been the perception so far, man? Like when you do shows and you do things of that nature, man, what's been the feedback that you've been getting?
My energy, the vibe that I get off, that I give off when I'm on stage, because I'm a positive guy, man, like, and I'm very turned up too. So like, my energy is at the all time high, man. I think that's the perception I give off.
Yeah.
A good energy.
Hell yeah, man, real positive. And that's needed right now. You know what I'm saying? The world's going through a lot of crazy shit, man. So, what's it like, when you get out and you connect with the fans, man? A lot of artists, they like to do meet and greets and just kick it with the fans like they were just regular people. Are you on that level, too?
Yeah, I'm definitely on that level. I think I'm way more, deeper than that level, because it's not just about, talking to the fans. It's about connecting with them as a human, because, you're still human too, no matter what business you're in. You're still human. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Hell yeah. And that's important too, because, it's the fans, if they have that good connection with you, they're going to come back every
time. Exactly.
You know? And that's real important. Real important nowadays. You know what I'm saying? You know, you get this song we just played, you know what I'm saying, Busy's in the House, YouTube blowing up and everything like that, you know what I'm saying? What's it like, you know what I'm saying, where you're at right now in Cleveland, man? The community embracing what you're doing? They getting behind you?
Yeah, they getting behind me. They definitely behind me, man. My city love me, man. My state loving me right now. And it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. Hell yeah, man. Yo, your city's doing good on many levels when it comes to entertainment, man. I mean, music, you know what I'm saying? Sports. With the Cleveland Indians, just won like 22, 23 games in a row, some crazy shit like that. So, I mean, yes, Cleveland seems to be the spot right now for a lot of different things, man. What's it like growing up in Cleveland?
Spot.
What was it like? What was your childhood like, man? What was it like growing up in the land?
Oh, man. No, man. It was crazy, I could say. Because, you know, having a celebrity, you know, as your father, you know, it's different, you know, when you living in the hood. You know what I mean? It's way different when you actually in the hood. You know what I mean? Everybody like, yeah, you know, Busy your daddy, you know, you put it down for the land. What you going to do? What you going to do? You know, just all that pressure. But I'm, you know, I was able to take that pressure to my childhood and be able to execute it now that I'm older.
Yeah.
It was a hell of an experience.
Yeah, well, the Midwest as a whole, man, is a lot of talents in the Midwest. Chicago, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
City, all these spots, you know. What about, you know, like out west, man? You ever work with anybody out there? You got plans of going to Cali or doing anything out there?
But yes, I work with a few artists out there and a few producers, you know, out there in California. Yeah, man, and I can't wait to work with more artists, you know, definitely in the future from the West Coast, you know, as far as Kendrick Lamar, you know, Schoolboy Q and Mozzie and, you know, just a lot of these rappers out here who killing the game on the West.
Yeah, most definitely, most definitely. We got the homie on the line, Exit Only. I'm going to bring him on. Exit Only, how you doing, brother?
Oh, it's all good, fam. All good. And what's going on with you, little Busy? Want to salute you, bro,
what's
for doing
on?
What you're doing.
What's going on?
Man, number love, you know what I'm saying? This is Jackson, Mississippi. And like I said, I want to salute you, man, for picking up the torch and carrying it on. You know, that was, and you already know, there was some big shoes to fill. But, I'm thinking you upholding it real well and doing what you're supposed to do, so I want to salute you for that. So, man, keep doing what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? You got support here.
Yes, indeed, my brother. I thank you, bro, and I love you, bro. You know what I mean? I love all of y'all, man. Y'all the reason why I do this, man.
Indeed.
That's what
it's all love,
man.
My bro.
You got
the same in return.
You got a mutual love and respect of something that I like too. Is some good herb, man. You got some good smoking songs. I'm feeling this joint blaze up, man. That's what I'm talking about right there, man. What's it like in the land? What's the bud like out there nowadays, bro?
It's
all right.
You know, it's all right. It ain't all that good. You can find some good loud though out there in Cleveland, man. You can find some good bud in the land, but oh, you know all the good shit in Cali.
Yeah. Oh yeah, most definitely, most definitely. Well, this is track up, Blaze Up. We're gonna go to that in 1 minute. The homie Sin from France, he wants to ask you a question. I'm gonna bring him on real quick. Sin, what's up, brother?
Yeah, what's up, Scott? What's up, brother Busy?
Yeah, what's going on, my bro?
Yeah, I'm fine. Can you tell us about your tape, Clear for Takeoff, and presented by your DPG?
You said say what clear again about my tape?
He just wanted you to tell him about the tape, Clear for Takeoff, he said.
Oh, yeah, man. It's definitely Clear for Takeoff, man. You know what I mean? Like, it's going crazy right now.
Should I brought it? I'll just say it.
Say that again.
Yeah, can you tell us about this tape? It was your maybe one of your first tape.
Oh, you talking about my first tape, Son of a Legend?
Yeah, also.
Yeah,
that's the one that dropped in March.
Yeah, it dropped in March, March 7th. Son of a Legend dropped March 7th. I got my new tape dropping soon. It's called Manifest. I should have a date one of these days. But it's coming real, real soon.
Yeah, we're definitely looking forward to that. Most definitely. Thanks a lot for calling in, Sin. Hit the line. Want to chop it up a little busy, you know, 714-409-0548. We're going to go to this song, Blaze Up, and we're going to chop it up with you a little bit more. Man, if you want, man, intro this song for us, brother.
Oh, yes, indeed, man. Y'all know what it is, man. It's a little busy. Elevate the motherfucking game, man. This is my song, Blaze Up. Blaze up your motherfucking blunts. Yeah, yeah.
Only got love for the ones that stay. Got no love for the people that stay. Pouring up shots for the ones not here. So I'm living out life to the fullest every day. So I blaze up, so I blaze up. So I blaze up, so I blaze up. Smoking the reef and it is a run. Smoking the reef and it is a run. Only got love for the ones that stay. Got no love for the people that stay. Pouring up shots for the ones not here. So I'm living out life to the fullest every day. So I blaze up, so I blaze up. So I blaze up, so I blaze up. Smoking the reef. This back when think about back in the day when Pop's giving me game and he said it on the greatest been up on the team. I'm that green to the top, be the next to win. And into the future, I'ma like this clip. My gift is a blessing, I move like a prophet. My squad be the hottest, stop it. All this bigger know me, please shut the fuck up. This shit from the father. None of these niggas can't see me running this game like 2-3 monsters. Smoking no ganja, fire. I get in them drones in the sky. I refuse to be lost when I spend it with the madness. Classic, when this shit tragic. The way that I be moving, you would see this shit magic. Faster. Then all of these niggas go get the soul. In the soul, trill the soul, lyrical. Every time I spit it, make you know that it be critical. Y'all niggas pitiful. So I never let you finish, show you how to do it. Finna prove it, I can do it. I'm the motherfucking truest. But I already knew this, everybody keeps sleeping on me. But I'm next, everybody looking party at me. I'm putting on, everybody should be happy for me. But guess not, motherfuckers never love me. Burn one for them haters, praying. Never sell my soul for the million. Cause I'm worth much more. You know I'm too cold, my shit is coast to coast. And I'm smoking on the zone, come and get my soul going. To the top, never stop till my motherfucking heart stops. Gonna blow up like a rocket. You can stop me, can't stop. I got love for the ones that stay. Got no love for the people that stay. Pouring up shots for the ones not here. So I'm living out life to the fullest every day. So I blaze up, so I blaze up. So I blaze up, so I blaze up. Smoking the reason it is a run. Smoking the reason it is a run. Only got love for the ones that stay. Got no love for the people that stay. Pouring up shots for the ones not here. So I'm living out life to the fullest every day. So I blaze up, so I blaze up. So I blaze up, so I blaze up.
Smoking every reason it is my mind. Smoking every reason it is my mind.
Where the fuck is you when I was stuck in the hood? I was helping on my mama trying to get up out the hood. Waiting on a food stamp, trying to get a meal. Let me, y'all was sucking in the land. Everybody said they know me. Roll it up and get all this fucking. Then rolling up on my soul. Can you get old as me or get drunk as me? And then hold it down on your own. Niggas ain't real no more. They be telling on their kinfolk. Faking like they really behind it, but they be fake though. Keeping it 1,000. Smiling. Cause I'm living like these niggas wanna be me. Cause every time I look on YouTube, I see wanna be a little busy. They tryna clone me, but I'm a OG. I'm fucking OG. Look at my rollie. Headed to the right direction. Never catch you moving in the wrong direction. Smoking lovely, elevated soldiers. I thought I told you. Get high, flowing Mary Jane. Never hesitate. And get faded every day. And get faded every day. Blazed up, nigga. Cause I only got us in the ones that stay.
That's right.
team. Shout out to my cousin Al, nigga. Come back down. Baby, I'll see you, nigga. My soul shot, nigga. Before I see you. Nigga, I'm gonna go
elevate the motherfucking game.
When they got love, they're the ones that say.
And that's another one right there. You know what I'm saying? A little busy. You know what I'm saying? Kill another one. That makes me want to go smoke a little bit more here in a few. I'll bring out my co-host, Mac J. Mac J's
what's
here
up,
with
Fred?
Me now.
My bad.
Man,
yeah,
yeah,
I've been listening the whole time, man. Yeah, I've been listening the whole time. I want to salute Lil Busy, man. I was in traffic, so I don't want to call in. And then y'all be hearing the, you know, the sounds of the highway. Like his dad had the song Riding on the Highway and all that old shit. You know what I'm saying? So I didn't want to do too much of that. So I got to where I need to be, man. And I'm just glad he came and he showed up on the show, man. I want to give him salutes, man, because he got a lot of he got big shoes to fill. You know what I'm saying? So I want to ask him about that. That's what I want to ask him about.
Well, you know.
Oh, he already on. What's up, Lil Busy? What's good, man?
Yeah, what's poppin',
Mac
what's
J,
poppin',
man?
Bro? What's poppin', bro? I'm listening, bro. Well, taking these shoes, filling any shoes, I feel like, you know, it's normal to me because I've been knew I was going to have to fill these shoes.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I'm able to execute, man. That's what I'm about, man. I'm just about executing,
right,
man. And just dominating them without complaining about filling these shoes, man.
Right,
and,
right. See, I'm glad you said that, man, because I had this idea a long time ago when I started seeing because we eventually knew that some of our legends, they had kids the same way we got kids, you know what I'm saying? And eventually they're going to grow up and they're going to follow in the footsteps. And we done seen a few of them come through the ranks. Like you got Lil Dirty Bastard. You got Big Pun, his son rapping, Lil Infamous son, Lil Infamous, and Local Dunnit. They hard as hell too. You know what I'm saying? Like all y'all got everything going, and so some people will look at y'all like, oh, they only rapping because they daddy's rappers. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, the only reason why they in the studio is because they daddy is, you know, his daddy in Bone or his daddy in 3 6 months. No, I always looked at it like y'all didn't want to go that route. Like y'all didn't want to hop in the game and have people thinking that maybe y'all was only rapping because your dad rapped. So is it harder for
you to
prove to people that you got it on your own? Or do it feel like you're following in the footsteps of your father? That's what I want to ask.
Yeah, I'm doing all this on my own. You know, I ain't no handouts over here. I ain't getting no handouts.
Right.
You know, everything that I do it on my own. You feel me?
That's the dope thing about it, man. You coming up, you know, doing your own thing. He's over there doing his thing. You're doing your thing. And you're getting accolades on your own. You're getting recognition from award shows and all these different things. And I mean, that's amazing. You know what I'm saying? You're carving out your own path.
It all comes to God, man. You know, God, you know, I believe in the Most High, man. I believe in Christ, man. So I'm Christ-like
right.
all day, bro. So everything that I do, bro,
right.
I got faith, bro, and I know the Lord is moving. The Lord moves within an hour. So I know the Lord is, you know, spreading that glow over me.
I was just about to say, yeah, you your daddy's son. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm a fan of your pops and your uncles, too. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
They the soundtrack of our life, you know what I'm saying? So, but at the same time, you know, because let me let you know this, and don't get it fucked up. Ain't nothing wrong with following in the footsteps of your father. You see what I'm saying? So I know you want to make your own impact in the game because you're gonna do that anyway because you're your own person. But at the same time,
talent,
you got good
too, yeah.
footsteps to follow in when it comes to this hip hop shit. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Because your dad is arguably one of the greatest lyricists of all times, especially when it comes to harmonizing and especially when it comes to Midwest music. You doing your thing, man. You represent your father and you represent Lil Busy because you call yourself Lil Busy because that's who you are. I'm going to salute you on it because the Busy in the house, when we hear the hook, we like, oh, man, is he going to try to sound like his dad? No, you sound like your dad because he's your dad. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Don't let nobody take
sound
that
like
from you.
Because you're you.
That's, yeah, that's your blessing. Yeah. That's your blessing. You was blessed to have the father that you have. Don't never get rid of that, my dude, because my daddy ain't here no more. So that's what I'm going to tell you. Like, your dad's still here. Like, don't never let nobody take that from you. So if people comparing you to your dad, don't get mad at it. Embrace it. You comparing me to the best. That's my pops. You're supposed to be like your dad. You know what I'm saying? You're supposed to be better
right.
than your pops. And you putting the work in to become better than your pops. Because I guarantee you, your daddy tell you he wants you to be better than him. So if he wanted the best, you're going to be the best. See what I'm saying?
Yeah. Exactly.
And that's real. That's real spit, my dude. You know what I'm saying?
Oh no, yeah, that's
do
real
that shit.
That's what I'm here for.
No, you doing that shit? I'm proud of y'all, man. Like, I'm glad that some of the younger generation, because sometimes people call me and Prez haters. All right, and I'm gonna give you an example of why. Because they say we ain't into the new music, blah blah blah. I say, man, all the new music don't sound the same. Your music don't sound like nothing I ever heard before. Same way with C to Six. Same way with Lil Dirty Bastard. He sound like his dad because, shit, that's his fucking dad. They got the same voice. You can't help that. But how can you reinvent it? And I think y'all reinvented it well, man. I'm always give you a salute, and I'm going to shout y'all out at every available opportunity. I'm rooting for you. You know what I'm saying? So you getting the Ohio Music Award right now. There's many more awards that come to you if you want them, man. Just keep putting the work in, man. Stay humble.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And
that's
grind your shit, man. You
this
got
this.
This. You got it.
Thank you.
You said what now?
Bro,
I hear you.
I don't know. I said thank you, bro. Like, I appreciate all of that, man. You just said, bro, that's real spit, bro. You feel me? Like, on everything, bro. Like, that's what I'm here for, man. You feel me? This is just the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
This is Genesis in my book. You feel me? This is just the beginning.
Yeah, hell yeah. Yeah, keep going, man. Keep going. Don't let these motherfuckers stop you from doing what you got to do. And don't put yourself in a position where they can stop you. You know what I'm saying? Just keep doing what y'all doing, grinding it out. And just stay humble. You know what I'm saying? Stay true to your core fan base. Like Prez asked you earlier. Do you have a song on iTunes? You said, no, I ain't got it on iTunes. I got it on SoundCloud, and you can get it from here and from here. That's even better. So some people will say, well, he ain't popping because he ain't got it on iTunes. No, you making it easier for your fans to reach what you're doing. Because everybody don't got $1. Everybody don't got $2. Everybody don't got $3. They don't mean they don't want to bump Lil Busy. You see what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So you got to make it accessible for them without people taking advantage of your brand. And, you know, you like I said, you got big shoes to fill because people always going to put you in a category with your pops because you from legendary stock. But at the same time, you can elevate that. You can reinvent it, and you can make it your own. And then you can make your dad proud. So my next question I want to ask you is, like, how receptive is your pops to what you're doing right now? Like, in your mind frame, like, do you think if your pops heard your album, and I know he's heard it, is he proud of what you're doing, or is he trying to, you know what I mean? Like, because, you know, you come from good stock, my dude. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, I don't actually know if he heard the album, but he told me, you know, that he loved what I'm doing. So, you know, I even even if he didn't listen to the album, you know, I appreciate him just telling me that, you know what I mean? Because it's definitely,
yeah,
you know, a blessing that, you know, just to hear that from my dad, you know what I mean?
Hell yeah. Y'all got similarities, man. Y'all, you know what I'm saying? You look like your pops. You sound like them a little bit. But you got your own flow, and I like that. I like that shit, man. And you incorporate it. So it make me feel like you humble. When I heard Busy is in the house, I'm like, yeah, man, he's showing love to his old dude. But he doing his own shit. You know what I'm saying? And that's refreshing because it didn't sound like you was trying to sound like the next dude or you was doing the trap song like everybody else did it. And like Fred said, Cleveland is a hard-working Midwestern city where it's some people getting some things, but it's more people that ain't having than people that's having. Just like Chicago or I'm in St. Louis. Like it's more broke people than rich people, put it like that. You know what I'm saying? So it's like you come from the essence of it. I seen in the video you had the East 99, and so you got all the references. So they know where you're coming from. So for you to put all of that imagery in your videos lets me know you ready to take the flag and run with it. And I salute you for it, my dude. You know what I'm saying? And you always have a platform with us. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
For sure, cause we do the same thing with the C to six too. Like I always thought of this idea of I want to make if I had the money right now, if I hit the Powerball next week, look for my email because I'm gonna hit you up. I got the it's gonna be called the Sons of Hip Hop, and I take all the cats that's got sons in the game that's really putting it down though. Like it might be some dudes that got sons that's rapping, but it just really ain't. You know, it's a lane for that. But I'm talking about the guys that's really putting it down. And y'all get out here, man, and y'all take the game back over, man. Because it's here
Hell
for the
yeah.
taking. You just got to go and you got to go and get it. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Hell yeah.
And do it your way. Don't do it the way everybody else do it. Do it a little busy way. You feel me?
Exactly. Hell yeah, my bro. Yes, indeed.
Yeah, man, that's definitely what I'm talking about. We got
calling
this.
In.
What's up, bro?
You said what now?
I said I appreciate you calling in, my bro.
Oh yeah, I'm good, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm a co-host at the show. I was just running a little late. You know what I'm saying? I was in traffic, right. So I didn't want to call in and fuck your rhythm up. You know what I'm saying? Plus, I want to hear the cuss too.
But let's give him this last one here, man. Then I'm gonna come back and give you the platform, man. Let you. You know, give everybody all your info, but this one here, Son of a Legend, man. Why don't you intro this one for us?
The intro?
Yeah, this that one you just started at the beginning, yep.
Man, y'all know what it is, man. Lil Dizzy, elevate the motherfucking game, man. Elevate, man. This is the first track of my Son of a Legend, man. This that intro, man. Hope y'all enjoy it. Yeah.
Elevate the motherfucking game.
I ain't asked for this life, my nigga, it just came to me. Back when I was just a young nigga, had to grow quickly. Thinking for my gifts that I received. Bitches and me, chicks on my dreams, no sleep. Mama told me get on my ass and go grind. Dedicated to the game, ain't changing, stuckin' on my own. Had to learn myself, all my life had to teach myself. Motherfuckers ain't teach me shit. My mama told me I was made for this shit. And I really think my daddy don't even listen to me. Now I understand, I be talking and conversating. He walking away, I'm feeling like he tripped. Is it me or your energy? Is you feeling me? Because I'm feeling like the greatest. Every since I was born, being given y'all warning. It's time to get tortured. For the one that said I won't be none, be none. Busy born my dad, get a gas can, yeah, where he at? Where he at? Keep my faith in God, motherfucker, what you know about that? About that. Keep my faith in God, motherfucker, what you know about that? I'ma hit him with wisdom. I come from the kingdom, gonna take the devil kingdom. And I'm waking up prison, and I'm stuck in this prison. Trying to find my way out. Everybody used to clown me, cause I ain't had a breakfast clothes. But a new issue, said a new issue. I remember back then when I used to get bullied in school. No food in the fridge, had to wait on the food stamp. Young nigga had a work day with my camp. All these niggas wanna hang with that cake. If you ain't elevated, get the fuck away. I'm fucking the killer, my nigga, for religion. It's incredible revenue for the kids. Working out getting beat, cause I never let you be working. It's stepping it over, never get shit. Niggas won't beat me when we defeat the beat. Cause I need me when we defeat the beat. Cause I need Yeah. I ain't after this life, my nigga just came to me. My nigga just came to me. I've been screaming, I'm a son, I'm a son. I'm a son of a legend.
if that'll make you want to get the album, the three joints we played for you tonight, I don't know what will. It's available right now. And then you got the new project coming soon. Keep us updated with that, my dude, so we can keep everybody posted. I want to thank you for coming on, man. I really appreciate you. And I expect, I'm just going to sit back and enjoy watching you keep making this music and do things over the years, man. And we hope you come back and chop it up with us and kind of let us know what's going on, man. Because I know there's a lot of big things ahead for you, you know what I'm saying? So,
You said what now? Your phone was breaking up a little bit.
Oh, no, I said yes indeed, my bro. Yes indeed, man. I appreciate you guys, man. It was an honor being on here, man, for sure. And I definitely will be back to come chop it up.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Before you go, though.
If we come to Ohio, man, we're going to hit you up, man, too. Like, if we come out there to Ohio, man, you know what I'm saying? You got to show us around the land or whatever, you know what I'm saying?
I'll be coming there for the World Series.
You know, I about to say, even though our Cubs beat them Indians last year, man, y'all, them Indians, they on fire right now, man. You know what I'm saying?
We on fire right now.
Most definitely. But give them, before you go a little busy, give them all your social media and, you know what I'm saying, anything else you want to say, man. Floor is yours, bro.
Yeah, man. Yes, indeed, man. You can follow me on Instagram, Elevator Busy. Twitter, same thing. My Facebook is a little busy. Yeah, man, and just make sure y'all keep tuning in, man, checking in, man, you know what I mean? New music coming soon, new video, then Smoke coming out soon, man, so just be ready for that, man. Make sure y'all check out that video I got with my homie Haji, man, Elevate the Game, man, you feel me? It's called Caution, so it's for, you can get that on iTunes as well.
Man, that's what's up. That's what's up, man. Truly, thank you for coming on the show, brother. You stay safe, man. Keep doing what you're doing.
Stay safe also, my brother. God bless.
And thank you. Thank you, man. That's a huge honor right there to interview a little bit. We love to have him on again in the future. Make sure you go check out his project, Son of a Legend, available right now. It actually came out in March. You know what I'm saying? And be on the lookout for his upcoming project. You know what I'm saying? It was a good thing to have him on the show, man. I really enjoyed it. You know what I'm saying?
I'm about to say, man, it's always good to get the new generation to work. Because for real, Press, people be saying we be hating on the new cats. How the fuck?
No, man.
We don't be hating on the new cat. We might. And I ain't even going to say hating because I don't be hating. I'm free to criticize and have my own opinion the same way motherfuckers talk about the shit that I'm into. So don't call me a hater because I don't like the fact that Young Thug wearing a fucking dress or Young Jock. Like, I'm not into all of that shit. I'm not gonna buy into all the media hype and say, he's such a fucking faggot that I'm going to listen to his music. No. He's such a fucking faggot. I'm not going to pay it no. I'm going to leave it for the faggots. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm on.
If you got talent, you know, we're gonna showcase it. You know,
we're going to highlight that shit.
Yeah, man. And dude's very, very talented, man. So, like I said, I expect a lot of great things from him in the future. It's going to be fun watching what he does, and I'll be looking forward to that.
It'll be love to see him and his pops reconcile or do whatever and fucking make some music, man, because dude can rap. Dude can rap, man.
If he's gonna call himself Lil Busy,
his dad's still popping music too. So, like, that's almost like a no-brainer. Like, don't wait till your pops be gone. I guarantee you, if we hook him up with Lil Infamous, he'll tell him, like, Lil Infamous can't make a song with his pops. You see what I'm saying, Prez? His pops gone, man. You know what I'm saying? So, like, only thing he can do is emulate and represent for what his dad did. But, Busy, don't wait until your daddy gone or not in your life to even tell him you love him or to create some beautiful shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it might be the best painting that ever was pictured. Because Busy is arguably one of the greatest lyricists of all time.
That was ever painted, yeah. Most definitely.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, for real, like, if people talk about niggas that can spit on that rap shit, don't know real rappers. If they mention the Fast Flow, Busy Name gonna come in that shit. Same with Crazy Bone, Twista, Tech Nine. Hey, there's a couple other motherfuckers. E-40 can do it. You know what I'm saying?
What I like about Lil Busy is, man, he's got his own style. I mean, sure, he sounds like his dad a little bit, but he's got his own flow, and he's got that rap is fired down pat already.
Yep.
And like I tell people, when you
got a father that sound a certain way, like, you shouldn't knock him because he sound like his father. He's supposed to sound like his father.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's who gave, you know, that's who created him.
Own,
he's supposed to sound like his father.
Too. That's the thing.
Yeah,
that's
but he got his
like
own.
Lil Easy sounds like his pops, but he has his own thing. Easy 3. You know, Lil Infamous. You know, Lil Infamous. If you close your eyes and listen to him on some tracks, you swear to God, you listen to Lil Infamous. You know, and that's
exactly.
How it was when Lil Easy first
he,
came out. When Lil Easy first came out, he had this song, Easier Said Than Done. He redid that song that his pops did. And I remember playing it on this show back in 2005, 2006. And when I first heard it, I was like, holy shit, that sounds just like Easy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And over the course of time, he still sounds like his father. But if you listen to him, he sounds more like he's coming to his own now, too. You know, so it's gonna be great to, you know, see and also see who he works with too. I'd love to see him collab, not necessarily just with sons of other legends, but other artists out there that's doing it right now. You know what I mean?
That's
putting it down. You know, so shout out to Lil Busy, shout out to Elevator, shout out to Richard Dean for hooking it up, everybody for making tonight's show happen. If you want to check out the archive, just go to UGSForLife.com. It's going to be there. Tomorrow night, and we got two dope MCs as well. We got Swain and Terminology. For those of you who don't know, we had Swain on before. He's a rapper and an actor. He was in a lot of Ben Affleck movies. Matter of fact, when Ben Affleck discovered this guy, he had an article. He said it on our show last time. He had an article in the newspaper. He was squatting in an abandoned warehouse shooting up heroin and popping pills when he got a call from Ben Affleck. So this dude really been through it, and he just, you know, he's been sober and clean for a few years now, so shout out to him. And he just did a dope project with Terminology. For those of you who don't know what Terminology is, he's a wicked lyricist, you know what I'm saying, as well. So that's going to be a dope show. I know Pittsburgh Pat's looking forward to that. Shout out to Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We got Fu Man coming up. Fu Man's got a new album. And then on Thursday, the 28th, we got Gangsta Pat, man. He's back with some new music. Really looking forward
man,
to that.
Man, I can't wait to hear it. You already heard the music for his? Did Pat let
no,
you
not yet. It? Not yet. It's coming. It's coming.
Yeah,
Pat's
man.
Waiting to get, he's just putting the final touches on this.
I was going to inbox his ass right now. Like, come on, man. Let me hear this shit. Because I know
yeah,
Pat coming.
We need that ASAP. Yeah, great, great show. Great show. I'm very happy. Lil Busy came on. I look forward to chopping up with him again in the future. Other than that, just keep going to UGSForLife.com. Check out the schedule. See who we have coming on the show. The Underground Saturday night. This Saturday, me and Velvet are going to hold it down. I know you're going to be out hosting an event. Tell everybody what you're doing this weekend so they can come out and check it out.
Man, prayers, if they're in the Chicagoland area, if you're in Joliet, if you're in Kankakee, you're in the south suburbs, north suburbs, northwest, east-west suburbs, anywhere in Chicago metropolitan, man, come down to Kankakee, man, at 259 South Schuyler. That's in Kankakee, man, and check out the Bridge Between. And the Bridge Between is where they kind of intertwining art and music at the same time. So you're going to have artists down there painting, and all of this shit will be available for purchase, as well as you're going to have local acts and motherfuckers from around the way pumping their music and peddling their music at the same time. That's what I'm going to call it. Everybody, we up here peddling. We like, what's his name, Lance Armstrong. We peddling for the Tour de France. We're going to peddle. So if you want to come by a flash painting and get a nice-ass CD, it's about 8 acts that's going to be performing. It's a couple spoken word poets. It might be some book authors. It might be all kinds of shit, but it's a 21 and older event, prayers. So if you under 21, don't even fucking come. But at the same time, you ain't got to be like, oh, there's some young cats. No, it's not going to be no violent shit. Security is strictly enforced. Everything will be cool, copacetic. Just come out, have some fun. Just make sure you got a designated driver or Uber or, you know, don't be out here driving because you know the police be waiting. They wait after hip-hop shows. You know how they do prayers. Like, you get out the bar, oh, yeah. You get out the club or something, and they, like, sitting up, like, two blocks away from the White Castle because they know everybody going to White Castle. And then they know you only eating your burgers. You finna go home. You finna get pulled over. They know you blow, blah, blah, blah. Then next thing you know. So y'all come out, man, and just enjoy yourself. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's in Kanky at the Feed. That's 259 South Schuyler, Kanky, Illinois, 60901. We're going to be there. I'm hosting it with the homegirl, Wisdom Speaks. She going to be hosting it with me. And I think it's like 8 or 9 local hip-hop groups. And some of them pretty known in Chicago, too. So they not nationally known, but, it embodies what we do, Prez, because they not necessarily the guys that turn up, swag. Man, you know what I'm saying? Like, so it ain't the typical shit. It's guys that got a good fan base, good following. They put time and effort into their music. That's probably why they got merchandise and CDs for sale. Because most of these turn-up swag motherfuckers, they're not going to do nothing for you. They just going to want you to pay for them. They're not going to offer you nothing. They're not going to give you a free poster. They're not going to take a picture with you. They're not going to sign your CD. They're not going to sell you a T-shirt. They're not going to like your Facebook page when you tell them to like it. You know what I'm saying? Most of these motherfuckers is gimme, 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 what you going to do for me? But this event is for motherfuckers that's out here on the ground like what we doing, man.
You want to put a love on it, but yes, we would like to make money too. So with that being said,
make sure y'all hit the donate page too. You know what I'm saying? We don't really solicit donations, but we solicit them. Hit the donate page, man. Make prayer this time work for a while, man. You know what I'm saying?
Always appreciate it, man.
Y'all claim y'all love the show and shit.
Yeah, free.
And we ain't even asking, and we ain't even saying donate much. Send $1. Send $2 every now and then. That shit adds up, man. That creates content for y'all. That's when prayers don't feel like getting the show together, but he know he got loyal motherfuckers because they send loyal donations. I'm going to make sure they got a nice show, man. Make his time worth his while, man. You know what I'm saying? We don't go live on YouTube. You know what I'm saying? Like prayers, like we could easily be telling them, if y'all want to hear these shows, you got to go on YouTube and you got to send a fucking super chat, or the only way you hear this content is if you sign up through Patreon. We're not doing that, you know what I'm saying? But we could easily do it. So if you appreciate it to keep us from going that route, man, hit prayers off with a little dust, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, show the man his time is appreciated, man.
Especially for some of you.
Thank you,
brother.
I appreciate that, man. And, you know what I'm saying, man, have a wonderful event, you know what I'm saying? And me and Vel, man, we're gonna hold it down over here. If you can, man, if you can break away for a minute, call into your own show. Call into your own show as a guest. And we'll chop it up with you for a few seconds. Let us know how the event's going. What I like about that event, too, is it's a perfect merge of art and music. And that's what we're all about here,
yeah.
too. That's two of the cornerstones of hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? So everybody enjoy that event. Have a wonderful time.
Right. It's almost got me, Fred, it's almost got me to the point where I want to do this shit. I might want to look into doing one out here. You know what I'm saying? Like, because I ain't seen nobody doing it like that out here. So I'm like, well, shit, man, you know, you always get the typical rap show. And it turns a lot of people off because the typical rap shows, let me just put it like this, in most cities, if it's local, nobody wants to show the local guys no love. So they're like, why should I go pay to see you perform when I could just come around you anyway because we work at the same job or we go to the same school? You know, that's the type of love people show until you start making it big. Then they want to call you up and say, oh, man, can you give me tickets? I know you back in town. Can you give me tickets? And then you like, no, I ain't fucking with you. You know what I'm saying? Or you got the motherfuckers that they want to come to the show, but they only come into the show not to see the artist, not to support what's going on, but to start bullshit, fight with motherfuckers, shooting, or doing dumb shit. You know what I'm saying?
this type of event that what we doing is, because of how it's intertwined, that's why it's called the bridge between. It's the bridge between some sophisticated shit, but you can still be yourself. So you don't have to, it's not a black tie event. You don't have to have on a suit. Nobody's going to tell you your shirt's too big. But if you come in here tripping, the security guard's going to throw you on your fucking head out the door. You know what I'm saying? Like it's one of them kind of events, Fred.
Yeah, hell yeah, man. Yeah. Well, everybody enjoy yourself, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, make sure to, like you said, keep the peace. And watch out for them cops, man. They're down here in the southern part of the state. They're already talking about seatbelt checks and this, and that towards the end of the month. They're out to get you. They're out to fucking get
you.
Oh,
yeah.
In many cases, the parasites. You know, very few police do their job anymore these days. I don't want to get in a whole debate about police, but I felt like saying that because fuck the cops. Fuck them.
Right.
Fuck
them.
With that being said, we're going to get out of here tomorrow. Make sure to tune in to Slain and Terminology. That's going to be a dope show. We're going to leave with this Son of a Legend track, man. Another dope track. Shout out to, you know what I'm saying, everybody in support what we're doing. You know what I'm saying, UGSforLife.com.
Right. Salute to Lil Busy for coming on, too. And another thing I want to salute Lil Busy for, too, Prez, is salute for the retweets, man. And I had people hitting me up that was following Lil Busy and was like, oh, this is my people in the show, blah, blah, blah. So salutes out to Lil Busy for actually promoting and letting his fans know his journey. That's how I know these little dudes can make it. Because if they don't get the picture, they kind of get it. Yeah.
Somebody sat
they
down.
They in tune with their fans.
I'm going to say this to C2Six because C2Six is a great example. Those guys are on their fucking promo. Somebody sat them down and told them, okay, man, this is what you do as far as promo is concerned, as far as this is concerned, as far as being humble with your fans. And that's why they're winning. That's why they're doing good, because they got good attitudes about it. You know what I'm saying? They definitely getting some knowledge passed to them, whether it be from their fathers or their relatives that's been in the game. I don't know, but they're doing a good job. Shout out to C2Six, man. They just signed with DJ Paul finally, as we know, and we look forward to seeing what that turns out to be too as well. But I also want to shout out Exit Only. We had him on the line a little while ago.
Yeah, that's the bro, man.
Video footage for two of the ciphers, the Bada Bada cipher and the Deep Cover cipher. So I know Scratch is putting together some videos, man. So that's what's up, man. Shout out to him for taking the time to do that, and everybody else that's involved that's doing that. I don't know exactly what's going on, but I know Scratch put something together. Also, let's shout out to homie D-Tag. He's got an album coming out, the Black EP. That'll be coming out real soon. Remember, we were talking to him on the show. I don't know if you were on. It was either on the Monday show or one of the Murder Master Music shows. And Scratch is doing a solo, Jack's doing a D-Pain's doing a solo, and they are going to work on another Dead Click album. We were like, man, why don't you do a solo album, another solo project? He's like, nah, I'm not going to do one.
Right.
2 days later,
I remember that shit.
He's like, oh, yeah, I'm doing a solo album. This motherfucker's doing a solo album, so be on the lookout for the Black EP by D-Tag. Other than that, and one more thing, as a boxing enthusiast, if you want to see a fight, I'm not talking Floyd Mayweather and fucking Conor McGregor. If you want to see a fucking fight, you got to watch that Canelo and Triple G this weekend, man.
This Saturday, it better be the fight. It better be a good fight because all the boxing enthusiasts have been saying that. Oh, if you want to see a fight, it better be a fucking fight.
I'm telling you, because
both of these motherfuckers throw them hands, man. They not scared, and they finna prove to the world that boxing is still reign supreme. Canelo,
Someone's gonna get knocked out, or there's gonna be a lot of blood. I mean, because both of these guys, I mean, they throw. Now, Canelo did lose one fight.
He lost to Mayweather, didn't he?
Yeah, he lost to Mayweather,
Yeah, Canelo lost to Floyd, right? That was the only loss he got.
Yeah, yeah, Mayweather. Yeah, yeah. He lost to Mayweather. He didn't have an answer for him. He couldn't catch him. I mean, he was thrown at him, but, you know, Mayweather's so elusive.
Mayweather played his ass.
Exactly.
That slick motherfucker Mayweather, man. Like, even though he's a grimy motherfucker, he learned the game, man. But that don't mean everybody can do that, because you know it's going to be another fighter that try to do the same shit, and they're going to be getting their ass knocked out trying to avoid punches.
Yeah, exactly.
You're going to catch one.
But this dude from I think he's Russian.
He's Triple G. He'll knock out Art Super.
He's
not coming to play no games. 24
knockouts in a row. 24.
Yeah, he not coming to hug.
Ready.
That's for damn sure.
No.
He not coming to
no.
dance around and win off points. He's coming to put
and
the
this,
pain
this
in.
This Canelo or Canoli, whatever the fuck his name is, he's a great fighter. I mean, don't get me wrong. He's got a lot of power, you know what I'm saying? But it's going to be, I mean, when you match power with power like that, it's going to be like dynamite. We'll see, though. We'll see.
Is this a big payday for both
shit.
Of them? Is this the biggest payday for
like,
both of them, or is this?
It ain't like Mayweather.
Yeah,
McGregor,
yeah, that's
because sure.
Floyd works for Ring. You know, they canceled the Ringling Brothers Circus. It's no more after this year or whatever. So Floyd is the new Ringling Brothers. So yeah, it's gonna be hard to top them. Like, yeah, you got the Harlem Globetrotters, but it's still the NBA. You know what I'm saying? So like, but is this the big payday for them though? Like these two guys.
I know it's a
unified belt or some shit like that.
Yeah, yeah. It should be, but, you know it's in the millions, you know what I'm saying, but it's not good. They're not going to get with a Mayweather or Pacquiao or someone like that's going to get. But,
yeah, Floyd and them got 100-something, man.
I can't think of the dude's name off the top of my head right now, but he's got, they call him the Bronze Bomber. Motherfucker in the heavyweight division got 37 KOs.
Deontay Wilder? That ain't him.
Yeah,
it ain't
that
him.
Motherfucker.
Is.
I'm anxious.
Deontay
to see
Wilder?
Because he is powerful.
Yeah.
That dude, I mean, you get hit by him, man, you're probably going to go down. So I'd like to see what he does. You know, I mean, he's kind of revitalizing the heavyweight division.
Right. I'm about to say, who
you
got
know?
The belts in the heavyweight division? Did the Glitchko still got that shit? Because that's who you're going
to
have to beat.
Glitchko lost that to old boy last year. I forget his name. But Wilder, I believe, he's one of them. He's wanting to unify it. And believe it or not, the guy from Creed, the English dude, he stepped up and became a heavyweight. He fought that David Haymaker guy, man, and fucked him up. So he's a heavyweight now, too. The guy that goes, you a false Creed? That motherfucker. He's a Tony Bellows. He's a heavyweight fighter now.
Tony Bellows, yeah, that's right.
So, I mean, there's a lot of good stuff popping off in boxing, man. MMA, I'm not into that as much. I mean, I don't really like, especially, like, I don't like when them dudes get on the ground and do all that bullshit.
Yeah, I don't like all that hunching and shit.
It's the gay shit ever.
Yeah, just say it, Prez. It's fucking gay.
Stand up and,
it's fucking gay. Like, I don't want to be donkey grab. Yeah. Yeah, you niggas humping. You got to. No wonder why you got the advantage, because you got the nuts right on his shoulders, man. Nobody wants to be in that position, man. You know what I'm saying? You're trying to get out of that as soon as possible. The MMA, and then a major fight is always some bullshit. Like, you got John Jones testing positive for, you know, it took him forever to come back, and he's supposed to be the world's greatest fighter. And this dumb motherfuckers keep getting caught with steroids and shit like that, so. MMA, yeah, it's cool because you can see some blood flying and they got little gloves and niggas can kick and do all that shit, but this shit is gay. You know, boxing is where it's at. Two dudes standing up. You know what the world need to be on. Two guys standing up, toe-to-toe, may the best man win. And not MMA is the swagged version of fighting. That's how I look at the MMA. You got these dudes, they want to put fucking hair dye in their hair, prayer. They want to come out there with no socks on. I'm not trying to touch my naked feet on another dude's naked feet anyway. That's why I never liked that shit anyway. Like, you ain't got no socks on, man. You ain't got no shoes on.
men come to fight. That's bitches fight without shoes and socks. That's how I always looked at it. But, you know, not to take nothing away from these MMA dudes because they'll choke the shit out of me. I get into a fight with one of them and they put me in
there. I don't like that, too. I don't like the fact that if you're in a fight with somebody, let's say you're beating dudes, and I've seen these fights before, you're beating dudes' ass, and, you know, out of nowhere he slips you in a choke and then you're gone. You're fucking, you're kind of cheap. That ain't fair to me. You know what I'm saying? That's like, okay, if you're going to come in with BJJ, whatever they call it, skills, you know what I'm saying? Then how about I come in and make it a fair advantage and bring a brick? You know what I'm saying? Because if you're just going to sleep me by choking me, how about
right.
I hit you in the fucking face with a brick? Make it even.
Right.
But,
You trying to throw that uppercut like Fred Cypher was throwing on Grady. Grady was winding that thing up.
And Grady will fuck some shit up, man. You better pray Grady don't get into the heavyweight division. Throw them Grady's up, you motherfuckers. With that being said, we're going to get the fuck out of here, man. It's good chopping up with you, Mac. Be safe on your travels this weekend, brother, and have a phenomenal show. And we'll talk to you. Well, shit, you'll be around tomorrow. I'll chop it up with you tomorrow, man. Be easy, brother.
Yes, sir. It's UGS for life, bitches.
Always UGS for life. Not now.
Elevate the motherfucking game.
I ain't after this life, my nigga, it just came to me. Back when I was just a young nigga, had to grow quickly. Thinking for my gifts that I received. Riches in me, chasing my dreams, no sleep. Mama told me get off my ass and go grind. Dedicated to the game, make changes, looking on my own. Had to learn myself, all my life had to teach myself. Motherfuckers ain't teach me shit. My mama told me I was made for this shit. And I really think my daddy don't even listen to me. Now I understand I be talking and conversating. He walking away, I'm feeling like he tripping. Is it me or your energy? Is you feeling me? Because I'm feeling like the greatest. Every since I was born, been giving y'all warning. It's time to get tortured. For the ones that said I won't be none, be none. Busy bone my dad, getting ass king, yeah, where he at? Where he at? Keep my faith in God, motherfucker, what you know about that? About that. Keep my faith in God, motherfucker, what you know about that? I'ma hit him with wisdom. I come from the kingdom, gonna shit the devil kingdom. And I'm waking up prison, and I'm stuck in this prison. Tryna find my way out. Everybody used to clown me, cause I ain't had a breakfast club. But a new issue, set a new issue. I remember back then when I used to get bullied in school. No food in the fridge, had to wait on the food stamp. Young nigga had a work day with my camp. All these niggas wanna hang with that cake. If you ain't elevated, get the fuck away. I'm fucking the killer, my nigga, for religion. And this incredible revenue for the kids. Working out getting beat, cause I never let you be working. It's happening over, never get shit. Niggas won't beat me when we defeat the beast. It's not easy when we defeat the beast. It's not easy. Yeah. My nigga just came to me. My nigga just came to me. I've been screaming, I'm a son of a legend.